The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour, where we have free shipping on all orders over $100 this week, in addition to 10% off this week on the Ron Sally Helon and Lamb Cream Miracle Skin products, and the Real Anthony Fauci book is 20% off this week as well. And just for those of you who are tuning in that you want to help support the Power Hour through your donations, I have the inimitable, the unforgettable, the commemorative Joyce Riley coffee mug right here. I'm showing you on camera for those of you watching us live stream. It says knowledge is power. There's the Constitution in the background. There's the lovely Joyce Riley right there. And of course, the Power Hour logo is on the back. And you can help us commemorate and keep us on the air by donating $100 or more to the Power Hour. When we open up, if you want to make a phone call, that's 877-817-9829. You can donate that way. And, of course, you can go to the Power Mall or PowerHour.com and click on the Support the Power Hour tab at the Power Mall and the PowerHour.com, both of them. You can subscribe to our newsletter absolutely free. We got so much news, as a matter of fact, today that I'm going to take the extra time today to record another hour of our news segment to post on Substack, because we're there already. For those of you who are subscribing, you get to listen to another free hour of news today. Or another hour of news today, rather. That's to all our subscribers on Substack. And I will be doing a video recording, too, for those of you that want to see it on video, or you may just elect to see it on audio. Anyway, whatever the case, we have Leslie Manoukian, president and founder of Health Freedom Defense Fund, supposedly coming on in the 8 o'clock hour. And see, here's the thing. She used to work for Goldman Sachs, so I'm just kind of curious when she worked for Goldman Sachs, because she was there right before the market crash in 2008. Maybe she got some inside information for us. Huh? Maybe not. If she didn't work there, because see, Goldman Sachs, if you remember, was selling all those CDOs and all that crap to places like Credit Suisse, who also, as you know, just like went away, got taken over. Lots of things happening today. As a matter of fact, we want to welcome two new stations aboard WBGS 1610 AM. Christian Radio in St. Petersburg, Florida, now airing the Power Hour live from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, as well as WKDW 97.5 FM in Northport, Florida, rebroadcasting the show. And, of course, if you are a radio station interested in getting on board, you can contact us at support@thepowerhour.com. That's where you can contact us at. If you don't hear the Power Hour on your local radio station, call them, preferably News Talk. That was the one that probably are most susceptible to this. Recommend the broadcast. Ask for the program director. Want to give a big shout out to Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR Shortwave 7.490. And of course, we have a longstanding partnership with that, which we value. And those of you who want to contribute and send donations directly to the shortwave frequency can do that. If you write on the memo line, the Power Hour, so they know who to credit it to. The address is WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. And of course, if I was going too fast for you, rather than talk slow, I will let you listen to the replay. I'll give you the address one more time. It's WWCR. Now, you can't forget that. Right? Worldwide Christian Radio. That's what it stands for, right? And the address is 1300 WWCR Avenue. That's easy enough to remember. Nashville, Tennessee. Now, that's really easy enough to remember. 37218. That might be a tough one. throwing at you at that this hour of the morning, but whatever the case may be. 5 minutes after the hour, and we get into news headlines. And I mean, we're talking some serious stuff going on here. We actually are providing you with some video, and unfortunately, only those of you who are subscribing to our email blast that can watch it on internet can watch the Christine Hutchinson film where she's covering an old military-style training camp in Eagle Pass, Texas, that has been turned into a holding facility for young, fighting-age, illegal immigrants. Now, why would they be only putting in busloads of illegal fighting age immigrants? Could it be that they will be trained to kill on the streets of America? Could it be that they're being told in Yo Hablo Español that, hey, you do this and we'll grant you citizenship? You want to kill Americans anyway, don't you? That's why you immigrated here, right? Half of you are potential terrorists anyway. Half of you want to go out and commit crimes and murder. Now we're going to make it legal. What do you think about that idea? Is that a possibility? You watch the video, you decide. Military camps for illegals. Imagine that. Why would they bring busloads? I mean, you watch the video. Don't believe me. You watch the video, you decide whether or not this is a military training camp. It's a secret camp. They won't even let them in. As a matter of fact, they called the police on them to have Christy Hutcherson, the reporter that's covering this, to have her taken away. She claimed she had a right to be there. They were telling her, you don't. Stop videotaping our prisoner-style buses bringing these fighting-age illegals into our camp. Why do you think they're doing this? What are they promising these people? You think they'll be trained to kill in the streets of America? Now, see, here's another classic reason why I'm constantly hearing about people stocking up on food, guns, and ammo, because it might be a long conflict out there. If it's not a civil war, I don't know what is. Think about it. I'm not fear-mongering here, folks. We have video to prove that they are busing fighting-age illegal immigrants into this camp. We have video proof. Now, what they're doing there, anybody's guess. They wouldn't let Christine Hutchinson in the camp. So you have to decipher, what's it all about? You know, no, it's not Alfie, all right? For those of you in around the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area listening to the broadcast, you're probably wondering why there was a sonic boom that sounded like a loud explosion over the D.C. Metroplex. Well, we had a Cessna Citation jet. I've been on board one of those before. I've seen it firsthand up in person. And the Cessna aircraft was not answering radio traffic. There were four people on board. All of them died. And the sonic booms that people in D.C. heard was the sonic boom of two jets that were scrambled out of Joint Andrews Air Base and came over the D.C. area and into Maryland, Virginia at sound barrier. That's what you heard is if you're an explosion out there. Now, the one thing that was happening in D.C., that there was indeed an explosion, was an explosion that leveled half of an apartment building in the D.C. suburb. There's several people unaccounted for. As the search for survivors or remains begins, 10 residents at least were injured. They think it was a gas explosion, hard to say. So these four people that were killed aboard the Cessna Citation business jet, Associated Press is now saying the plane that crashed was registered to Encore Motors of Melbourne, Inc., which is based in Florida. John Rumpel, who runs the company, told the New York Times that his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were aboard the plane. They were returning to their home in East Hampton on Long Island after visiting his house in North Carolina. Rumpel is also a pilot, told the AP he didn't have much information from authorities, but hoped his family didn't suffer, suggested the plane could have lost pressurization. He says, I don't think they found the wreckage yet. It descended at 20,000 feet a minute. Nobody could survive a crash from that speed. So we just pray for those souls. But the thing is, they flew across restricted airspace in D.C., and they were probably hypoxic because of the depressurization of the plane. It's probably highly likely that when the plane depressurized, they all passed out. So they don't know. I'm sure they'll figure it out. So now the FBI director, we're talking about Christopher Wray, this third-party renegade agency out there that seems to have oversight to no one, has agreed to bring a subpoenaed document from the investigation to the Biden family corruption scandal to Capitol Hill for legislators to look at. However, the panel is going to look at this stuff. CNN is saying the panel, Biden family corruption scandal to Capitol Hill for legislators to look at. However, the panel is going to look at this stuff. CNN is saying the panel's top Democrat member, Representative Jamie Raskin, who was on the J6 committee, also is going to be able to review the document. Gee, I wonder what Raskin is going to think if something really comes out here, that like the pay-to-play affair when Biden was vice president. How's that going to shake out? Are they all of a sudden now going to be in denial? Oh, that couldn't have happened. Yeah, you watch the spin that gets put on this, because I personally don't think the public is going to see the light of day on this. I think they're going to hide it. I don't know that they're going to release the information. I know the media is probably going to be chomping all over this thing, trying to figure out what's in it and whether or not it provides exact proof of the scandal that it is true. We don't know yet. Well, just, you know, keep your fingers crossed here. Again, everybody's screaming, we need to get rid of the FBI. And there's a lot of other agencies with three-letter acronyms I'd like to get rid of as well. We'd probably be a lot better off. But hey, everybody thinks we need to have all these people so we can have security. And you know what Ben Franklin said about that? He who would trade your liberty for security deserved neither. I'm paraphrasing here. And for those of you who have been kind of teetering on the fence about homeschooling your kid, it gets crazier by the minute, folks. A teacher at El Dorado High School in Placentia, California. Imagine that. Placentia. Almost like placenta? Yeah. Placentia, California was caught on video, instructing her students on how to have pleasure during anal sex, is where to find sex toys that will stimulate the prostate gland. According to a district spokesperson, the individual involved has been placed on administrative leave pending a thorough investigation. Gee, are they going to give her a proctology exam? She says you don't have to go inside the booty hole. You can actually just push on the seam. That stimulates the prostate gland as well. And they apparently really like that, the educator can be heard saying to her students in a video. This is the kind of crap your kids are learning. Now, really, why do they need to be learning this stuff in high school? What do you think that's going to encourage? And then when the parent tells their child no, which is the first word that most kids hear anyway when they're growing up, right? What are they going to do? Just the opposite of what the parents tell them. The parents say, no, you shouldn't do that. Well, gee, mom, dad, what's so wrong with that? Why don't I just go out and at least try it once? You see, this is what the teachers, and she's probably not the only one that has kicked into the gray area. Yeah, probably not the only one that teaches kink ed. You know, you really need to start paying attention to what's going on. You elderly out there that have grandkids, maybe you need to have a little conversation with your children to make sure they're your grandchildren aren't being programmed like this. Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake's lawyers filed a notice of appeal in her election lawsuit against Maricopa County. Now Governor Katie Hobbs, of course, you know, she's suing Hobbs too, still challenging the results of the 2022 election. We'll see what happens. Keep your fingers crossed. We don't know. You know, this is a thing about elections. With AI coming out, we don't know whether or not the entire election is going to be taken and turned on its ear. That we're actually going to have true, fair, and accurate results. We just don't know yet. I mean, they have, what, year and a half before the vote in November to figure out how to tweak the system? Yeah, see what I mean? Already, we have over 80,000 people that have lost their jobs due to AI. For those of you who don't know what AI means, it's not E-I-E-I-O, it's artificial intelligence. Yeah. What, am I joking here? Old MacDonald had a cow, right? No, it's Old MacDonald had a farm. The doctor was sure surprised, but when Old MacDonald had a cow, the doctor nearly died. Yeah, that's how the joke goes. Gee, I'm not making fun of any particular race now, so don't sit there and, well, you're making fun of the cows. You just wait till that AI, that stuff that Bill Gates just paid 47 and whatever, 400 some billion or million dollars for, you know, he wants to facial recognition of your cows. Oh, wait till the cows find out. Wait till the cows come home. Oh, my goodness. You see how crazy the world is? Yeah, I'm just making light of it. We have a government that is just dying to be made fun of. DC needs an enema, not just a proctology exam, folks. And of course, then we have this other entity out there that thinks that they're all that plus a bag of chips, and I'm talking about the World Health Organization. Any country that treasures individual freedom and respects bodily autonomy needs to leave the World Health Organization, because pretty soon they're all going to get together and vote on these proposed amendments to the international health regulations as part of this One Health Network. It was built and expanded into the U.S. primarily by cutting public health funding. Now they want to let the WHO gain authority to dictate how we lead our lives and what kind of health care we're going to have. Well, they're over 70. Just let them die. Do you see? You don't know what kind of scheme they have cooked up. This is a problem. All you can do is call your senator. Somebody's got to ratify the treaty. What, are they just going to send Biden and his henchmen into the UN to vote for this One Health program? Literally trying to supersede our Constitution so they can come in and say, well, guess what? The World Health Organization now runs everything. Shut up, Winston Smith. As Russia targets food and water, is the Holodomor about to repeat in Ukraine? You remember that? Russian occupying forces in Ukraine have employed starvation tactics on civilians by targeting food lines, agricultural harvest, and water infrastructure, according to a team of international lawyers helping Kyiv investigate alleged war crimes. How do we know it's not the Ukraine doing it? I hope they investigate both sides of the coin here, folks, because they say one thing could be another. The Holodomor, yeah, Holodomor. How is that going to be repeated? This is where basically the Russians starved out a bunch of their people. And of course, Russia's not talking. The House China chief, U.S. says U.S. is deepening a new Cold War with the Chinese Communist Party. This according to Mike Gallagher, representative Republican from Wisconsin. Chairman of the newly created House U.S. House Select Committee on China. Oh, God. Another committee. Yeah, we'll just run that up the flagpole. We're deep in a new war now, folks. This bold characterization of years-long rising tensions between the two world powers as the official authority of the U.S. House of Representatives on the matter. Oh, yes, I'm the authority. Listen to me. Yeah, in other words, that makes you wonder why these senators, I still can't shake the idea why they got sat phones. What do they know? Nobody's talking. I can't get Josh Hawley's office to call me back. Maybe one of you can get that information and find out what's going on, because nobody seems to want to say anything other than, well, it's a matter of national security. Yeah. China, by the way, is ahead of the Tiananmen Square anniversary, launching a massive online censorship sweep. Yeah, they don't want this getting out. They don't want that anniversary celebrated. No, they want to try to censor as much as that as they can and stop all the celebrations from happening. Probably will. This is the kind of stuff that they want to do in America, too. You won't have a holiday. You can forget Father's Day, Mother's Day. You can forget all that. There won't be that. My understanding is they'll shave everybody's head, including women, and make you all wear gray uniforms. Everybody will be bald, wearing gray uniforms, and be made to become slave labor to the elite. And if Congress thinks that they're exempt from all this, no, they got another guest coming. No, no, no. See, part of China's takeover of America is to eliminate the United States government as it exists and replace it with its own. So these people that sit there that think that China's so wonderful, boy, have you got another guest coming. Yeah, because both China and Russia have their own idea about the New World Order. And it has nothing to do with what the WEF wants. In fact, if they gain control, the WEF will go away, because they literally will send their agents out and hunt these people down, and they will disappear. Wouldn't that be an interesting concept? I asked the question. I'm not making a statement. I'm positing a question. These people at the WEF, Harari and everybody else, and Schwab Kebab, they all think they're safe from this, really. We'll see. Only time will tell. Of course, if we don't allow the WEF to succeed in what they're doing, we don't have to worry too much about it. But here we have all these U.S. companies. Here's corporatism for you. They're planning on over 400,000 layoffs as Democrats claim business needs more foreign workers to hire. See, what they want to do is give all these workers work visas, all these foreign people that have come into the country illegally. They want to give them all work visas so that employers can hire them to do menial tasks that they were paying the white folk. You know, it's got to be more than that. Got to be the black folk, too. Got to be a lot of them. Whoever was. And see, here's the thing. Somebody sent me, in fact, it was Winston Smith, by the way, who sent me an email with a video on that I was watching for 2 minutes and 13 seconds. Rather interesting video talking about what all of this. It was another commentator, a podcaster, because he was using expletives, which means it could only be in a podcast that's broadcast on the internet and not on the radio, because he couldn't say stuff like what he was saying on the radio, because if he did that, the FCC would be all over whoever broadcasts that and probably take their license away. But see, here's the thing. What he was trying to point out was that corporatism and our boycotting of all these products is putting increased danger on those who are employed for those companies to be laid off, because the stock tanks, they're not making as much money. They don't need the workers. So see, there's some, according to his take, there was some blowback on both directions. I get it. You know, nobody told these people that they saw this coming, that they actually needed to stay with that company. They could have found a job somewhere else. If they saw the writing on the wall, they could have said, you know what, I'm out of here. I'm not working for a company that, you know, promotes Pride Month. But, you know, see, my wife and I had a conversation about that, and they see they got all these pensions that they're working towards. You see, we don't even know if those pensions are going to be around. If we get CBDCs, that means they literally, whatever comes into your account or your pension funds could disappear. And see, those of you who don't have a pension, and I'm talking about most of the druggies out in America right now, because we seem to have a lot of them. And we have a lot of kids out there that are very impressionable, that are starting to use opioids and getting drugs under the counter, getting drugs through the schools. And what they don't understand is that they may be ingesting deadly fentanyl, because it's being used to cut these opioid drugs to the point where if somebody who thinks, oh, yeah, man, let's get high, let's take some Vicodin here, man, some hydroxycodone or oxycodone, and next thing you know, they're dead because it was laced with excess amounts of fentanyl. Now, see, this is a synthetic opioid, 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. So, you know, we already know it's being trafficked by the Mexican drug cartels across the southern border, and we know that China is behind it. We know this. But see, as long as we're not stopping this from permeating our society, and as long as people aren't warning individuals out there, hey, look, you really need to lay off the dope or you're going to end up dead. I don't care, man. Yeah, see, we have a lot of people out there that are like that. Oh, the government will give me universal basic income, man. I can go buy all the drugs I want, and Biden will give me a crack pipe and give me syringes free. I can shoot up all the dope I want until I'm dead. See how that works? See, this is why we got to warn our kids. Teach your children well. Remember that song? Crosby, Stills, and Nash? Yeah. Perhaps you should think about that. Oh, and of course, you know, the political battle in D.C. is over now that President Joe Biden, at least he thinks he is, signed the Fiscal Responsibility Act, more like the fiscal irresponsibility. It doesn't do anything but kick the can down the road, and I think we all know that. Here's another little entertaining thought for those of you out there that have impressionable children. The Tennessee law that prohibits drag shows in front of your kids has now been ruled unconstitutional, according to U.S. District Judge Thomas Parker, a Trump appointee in the Western District of Tennessee in Memphis. Just so you know where he is. Yeah, he issued a ruling. See, he says the law makes it a criminal offense for a person to perform adult cabaret entertainment on public property or in a place where it could be viewed by a minor. Adult cabaret entertainment is defined in the law as shows featuring strippers, men dressed as women, or similar entertainers. And of course, that law is unconstitutional. So, hey, when's the last time you took your kid to a strip club? See what I mean? Where does this stop? I say this in jest because of the stupidity. I mean, Bill Lee, the governor's not even commented yet. We don't even know what reaction from the governor's office is. I mean, he signed it into law. You know, they're trying to ban drag shows in front of your kids. Are you paying attention now? What, I got to do my Italian voice? What, I got to tell you these things? Well, you need my Jewish voice too? How about the Italian voice? Hey, you paying attention? You know, here's the thing. If you're not, your kids are being brainwashed. And they're very, use the word impressionable at that age. Wow. See, and then you got the U.S. Department of Education and the Teachers Union. Now they're issuing Pride Month promise to public schools, the U.S. DOE is. This is why Vivek Ramaswamy and Marjorie Taylor Greene are calling for the agency's dissolution because of its woke ideology. Wow. 28 minutes after the hour, we'll be back with more after these words, news, and your phone calls. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour. And of course, here at the Power Hour, we're giving you free shipping this week on all orders, $100 and over. We've got 10% off Miracle Skin products this week. We'll have Ron Sally on the show later in the week talking about Helon and Lamb Cream and how well it works. And of course, just a reminder, your donations help to keep the Power Hour on the air, especially helping to fund the shortwave frequency. If you need more information about who we are, you can visit us at thepowerhour.com. We even have a forum where you can share information. You can visit us on Substack as well. I will have an extra hour broadcast being posted on Substack later in the day. So those of you that didn't get to hear all the news, you can join us on Substack, and I'll be there doing that for you. If you want to send it a snail mail donation, it's P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can also, while you're writing to us at that same address, you can, if you opt to use email, you can write us at support@thepowerhour.com. Let us know why you want one of Rick's SatelliteUSA.com systems. RickSatelliteUSA.com has a system that you basically set the dish up on your yard. You point it to the south to Galaxy 19, and you can pick up the Power Hour that way as well. WWCR and shortwave. And of course, there is no subscription, no nothing to have one of these Rick Satellite USA systems. It just costs $269, including shipping. But because one of our lucky listeners out there wrote in to support@thepowerhour.com or send us a snail mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, somebody is going to be getting one of these systems absolutely free shipped to them. So they can set it up, and with Rick's help, if you need it, he's always available to talk. You want to find out more information about this before you send the letter in to see if you can be put in the drawing for one of these lucky listeners. That's not a raffle. All right. Want a Rick Satellite USA? Go to ricksatelliteusa.com. Yep. And you can find out about that. All right. Once again, we move back into the news. If you think that censorship just works against the alt-right media, that includes the independent media and people that like to get on podcasts and cuss their fool heads off because that's going to get people emotionally stirred up. See, on the internet and these back channel websites, you can get away with that. But who wants to sit there and listen to people cuss all day, right? Is that pleasing unto the Lord? Now, I mean, getting the information out there is one thing, but, you know, we really watch and we treat even our podcasts and the archive broadcasts that we set up. We treat them as if, even though they're on the internet, that you are listening to an FCC-regulated broadcast to make sure, you know, we don't use profanity on the broadcast. Now, what constitutes that? You know, I think during the Howard Stern Private Parts movie, they had the seven dirty words. I think George Carlin even said that you can't say on television or on radio because the FCC will have a conniption because they believe that it's vulgar and indecent. And you know what happens? So much for free speech. You know, I always thought that if you yelled fire in a crowded theater, that was bad, even when there was no fire. That's the bad thing. If there was a fire, it'd be a different story. It's not the boy that cried wolf, you know, but it's the thing is freedom of speech. There is a plateau where you hit that. And then that involves liberty because when you start hitting that wall, and I'm using my one hand against the other one, smacking it, because I created a plateau with my right hand and I'm hitting it with my left hand. That's what we call bumping into the gray area. And when you start doing that, you start turning people off because they don't want to hear this constant. They don't need to hear it. Now, just imagine somebody who actually has a big heart that wrote the real Anthony Fauci book. I'm talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm going to try to get him back on the show. And here's the thing. Twitter owner Elon Musk has invited him to come back on Twitter Spaces. Remember the platform that crashed when DeSantis got on there? And Kennedy, of course, is asserting that Instagram, which is owned by Meta, Facebook, censored his campaign, censored his page. His whole campaign pages were blocked on Instagram. And so when we use the word Team Kennedy email address to set up an Instagram account, we get an automatic 180-day ban. See, they don't want Team Kennedy on Instagram. They don't want people talking the right thing because, see, Kennedy is one of these people that's inside that margin of the extremes. Remember, in our show, I've recently told you about extreme left and extreme right. I'm talking about people that want more control on the right-hand side, which is what the USA Patriot Act represents. Oh, but we feel so secure. You know, you go through the airport, check-in line, you show them your ID, your boarding pass, and you stand in a machine, you put your hands over your head, and they x-ray you so they can see if you're wearing a thong. You know, and oh, well, something is really weird here. We have to pat you down. And then when you get up there and they're patting you down, you're like, oh, stop, you know. Yeah, right. Can you see that happening? Oh, I would just see the guy would like, okay, dude, I'm not gay, all right? I have to make light of this whole thing because, and there's a point to be made here. You're going, Krieger, get on with it. The point is, does it make you feel more secure to be involved in all of this? I remember way back when this garbage first started, after the USA Patriot Act got put into play, and we had pilots. Seriously, pilots going through the airport security line specifically designated for airline employees, and they're making the pilot put his shoes in the conveyor belt while they let some guy with a burqa walk right clean through security, and the pilot sees that, and takes his shoes and throws them through the scanner and starts cussing his fool head off, and they take the pilot into custody. This makes lots of sense, doesn't it? Wow. See, and there's other things, too, that you got to worry about. See, American Airlines has grounded 150 aircraft. Why? Pilot shortage. Why? Could it be because they made all their pilots get the jab and now the chickens are coming home to roost? And the pilots all of a sudden are starting to have cardiac issues and arrhythmias. Wow. Pilot shortage? Gee, that stockholders got to love that. What do you think's going to happen? These pilots like Bob Snow, who work for Delta, they can't even go get another job flying privately where they don't make them get the jab because once they got it, they're compromised. They literally, all these guys have served in the Air Force, the military, God bless them for their service. And here they are being forced to take something that's going to screw with their heart to where they can't fly an aircraft. Now, this is the end of the situation. Now, not only do we have 150 less flights to be able to take, God knows how many times these 150 aircraft were used from point to point to point because every one of them had multiple flights scheduled during any given flight day, and now they're gone. They've had to ground the planes because they don't have enough pilots, which means flight crews now. There's a problem there. You see how things get eliminated over time? You know, the unions just got to be loving this. You know, they have flight attendants unions too. Now, what's happening with them? How many of them got laid off because those 150 planes? Yeah, we see, we haven't heard the blowback of that. Just like Bud Light, how many of them have gotten laid off because of some policymaker's stupid decision to put Dylan Mulvaney's picture on a Bud Light can? Wow. And here we have the left, which is out here on the extreme now. Remember, I was talking about the right extreme in the USA Patriot Act. Now we go to the left side of this equation. They want to extend voting to prisoners and non-citizens to expand the database. They want a bigger Democratic base. So who do you think they're going to vote for? Well, Biden let me in. We need to vote for him. But see, Nikki Haley is out now campaigning what she believes to be the truth and telling everybody, hey, if you vote for Biden, you are actually voting for Harris. Chlamydia Harris will be president because he probably will not last an entire term. And if Chlamydia Harris becomes president, you think we're in a disease situation now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah, Chlamydia Harris is definitely going to take this country into a serious nosedive. I can just imagine the first executive order, besides packing the court, the first executive order will be to take away everybody's guns and they're going to send out all these agencies to have a house-to-house gun grab. Because that's what it's all about. Oh, maybe they'll use Antifa and let all them come with the cops to, maybe they'll let some of these, what do they call those illegal immigrants out there of fighting age that are in these camps out there? Maybe they'll round some of them up and say, here's a gun. Come with us. We're going to go shoot some Americans. Maybe that'll happen. You know, you never know. This government is so twisted right now. You never know what they got up their sleeve. Things are so cack-handed at the U.S. government that an Air Force experiment to test drones trained on an AI platform ended badly for the human operator in a simulated mission where the drone bucked the operator's commands and turned on the operator and attacked him instead. They were using the weaponized drone. They were using AI to identify and attack enemy air defenses after receiving final mission approval from a human operator who serves as the Air Force's chief of AI tests and operations. But when the operator told the drone to abort a mission in a simulated event, the AI instead turned on the operator and drove the vehicle to kill the operator. Oh, so much for the AIs being used for the U.S. military to arm autonomous weapons. Good luck with that. And of course, they were training it in simulation to identify and target a surface-to-air missile threat. Then the operator would say, yes, kill that threat, according to the operator. Yeah. Well, when you're the operator and the thing's coming after you, you might want to just shut off the controls. But wait. AI is already programmed to go after that target no matter whether you shut the operation off or not. It won't care. I wonder how many people are going to die because of friendly fire because of AI turning on them. How's that going to happen? A high-profile election official in Arizona who faced criticism over his handling of the 2020 presidential election and the 2022 midterms. I'm talking about Bill Gates, not the Microsoft Bill Gates, but Maricopa County Supervisor Bill Gates, at 51 years of age, announced his decision in a lengthy statement on June 1st, citing his plans to pursue other interests and opportunities. So he's been in there 13 years, now he's going to leave. He was on the Phoenix City Council, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, and now his chapter is going to come to an end now that the Copper State is all jacked up and is involved in the middle of litigation. And you have a brain-dead governor. Well, at least that's what it looks like. Senator Rand Paul is seeking the release of U.S. government documents that may show links between risky U.S.-funded research projects and the origin of COVID-19. Of course, he's been asking for these documents for years, asserting they were created through gain-of-function experiments. Of course, they were told, Fauci told them, Fauci told, you know, lots of different congressmen, you're an idiot, you're a moron. He called United States Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas a moron. It's like, dude, seriously? And then they turn around and Scarf Lady puts out a tell-all book saying we lied to you. And, oh, but how many people are paying attention? No, they're just worried about their toil and their next meal. They don't care. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, really? Does he actually have a proper oath of office? Makes you wonder if anybody in the board or on the Biden's cabinet is properly sworn in. Austin is warning China that a war over its democratic neighbor Taiwan would have a devastating impact on the world. Duh. Really? No kidding?
No kidding. Yes, comrade, no kidding. It's going to have big impact. We take over the world, comrade.
These people, I'm telling you, schmucks. God, unbelievable. And then he asks, don't we think we already know this? Don't we already know what China wants? Why are we, you know, I don't even know why we're having this conversation other than the fact that as long as we can put this propaganda into the mainstream media, you know, we can keep people on the edge of their seats. It's a cliffhanger. It's a nail biter. We just take this with a grain of salt, you know, because who are they going to take out first? The politicos. Yep, they're going to take out the politicos. Of course, they have Mount Weather and all these other places they're going to try to run and hide because all that money, all our taxpayer dollars that we've all gone into debt for in what they call the national debt. All those tax dollars have been put to use trying to protect the infrastructure of our government, which if there is an EMP strike and some sporadic nukes and cyber attacks and the grid goes down and all these people get killed, you know, they're going to come out and the real perpetrators of the event are going to be waiting for them to come out of their underground bunkers. And they're going to be in there with some English-speaking Chinese person going, you can run, but you can't hide, Mr. Biden. You know, and what are they going to do? Suffocate after all the power runs out in those years of food? No, they'll just wait them out.
Yes, they're rugged military-style bunkers, and we built cities underground. And
don't worry. They'll have troops stationed right there to take everybody that's been hiding in Mount Weather and other places out. When it all comes down, they'll get theirs. Don't worry. This is what China and Russia have planned, their own little new world order. And they don't need Congress. They don't need the president. They don't need his cabinet. They don't need these morons and these politicians. They don't need them. They got their own brand of politics. It's called serve or be killed. Former President Trump, by the way, every time, you know, Hannity gets up there, and Hannity's a Trumper, we all know that. And Fox News, of course, has been taking a beating in the ratings. I'll cover that in my Substack little insert that we're going to do here. But he told fans in this Fox News town hall in Iowa, you know, they like his toughness. They miss the ways his policies benefited America and the world during his presidency. He was in Clive, Iowa on the 1st of June. And of course, that's really funny. Biden, of course, as you know, fell. I don't know if you saw that or not. He was at an Air Force graduation ceremony, and afterwards he says he was sandbagged, tripped over a sandbag. He's not the only one that just fell. Michael J. Fox just took a tumble on stage. You know, but see, we already know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's, right? So what does that mean about Biden? They're both doing wipeouts, huh? I can just see. If somebody really wanted to do something significant, you know, they would have a video of all of Trump's wipeouts, and in the background, you hear the music while he was tripping upstairs, climbing the airplane and falling over on stage and having confusion in here. Your wipeout. And they would play that wipeout. And all of a sudden you'd see him take a spill. And, you know, Trump, of course, that's not funny. You know, none of these other politicians, that's not funny. It's just sad. Well, sure, it's sad. Let's just stick up for the other side. Yeah. So what if he's cognitively impaired? So what if he has a mental acuity of office furniture? He's still our president. Really? I know a lot of people out there that would disagree with you, Mr. Trump. Then, of course, you have all the back channel alternate right media that are like, oh, wait a minute, the military's going to come in and they're going to restore order and President Trump's going to be put back into power and they're going to round everybody and put him at Gitmo and we're going to have trials and public hangings. And yeah, remember all that? Yeah. No. See, that kind of thing is a seeing is believing, not the other way around. As much as you'd like to see order restored, good luck with that. As a matter of fact, we can't even talk about stuff these days without worrying about violating, you know, the government coming in and violating our First Amendment right to free speech and political expression. As a matter of fact, the Rutherford Institute has filed a case challenging attempts by the government to sidestep accountability and avoid having to make financial restitution for violating the citizenry's First Amendment right to political expression. And this happened in Punta Gorda, Florida, where a state circuit court found that government officials there, we're talking about police officers, fining two protesters a total of $3,000 for displaying political messages, basically the F-bomb with Biden, Trump, policing for profit, violation of the city's sign ordinance. And the court, the circuit court in the state circuit, that would be the 20th circuit court, in Florida, refused to make the government financially liable for violating the protesters' right. In other words, they took the $3,000 from them, but now they don't want to give it back because it's been ruled unconstitutional. Interesting how that is. I got to wonder why they paid it. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I don't know. If they paid it, what was it a condition of? So the Rutherford Institute is asking the 6th District Court of Appeal. Now, the 6th District Court of Appeal, by the way, is a new circuit court, new district court in Florida, 6th District Court of Appeal. There were 5 previous district courts. Now there are 6 in Florida. Just so you know, if you didn't know, now you do. And it's on Florida's Gulf side on the west coast of Florida. This is where the new 6th District Court of Appeal is. The case is Massey versus the city of Punta Gorda, Florida, and Sheets versus the city of Punta Gorda, Florida. And Punta Gorda, Florida, according to most of the best places to retire columns, is one of the best places to retire. That is, if you like living in homeowners associations, because there's a lot of them there. Yes, just make sure you keep your grass cut this month. Yeah, see what I mean? So much for political freedom, huh? And these homeowners associations in Florida, I got to tell you, those of you who want to move down there think it's so wonderful. You got to wonder about that. See, because they're like their own little cities down there, and they can regulate as they see fit. And you don't have a say. If you ever read any of the case law involving homeowners associations, they get to pretty much wield an iron fist. And everybody wants to move in because of the idea. Well, but they preserve property values. Yeah, they do other things too. Wow. How time flies when you're having fun here. Hopefully Leslie Manoogian will be joining us after the top of the hour break. In the meantime, you stay right where you are because we're going to have a little discussion about this COVID pandemic and all this other garbage going on after we come back from the break. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.